Good evening. Tonight, I'm going to talk about forgiveness, which I think is a good thing. So if you take anything from it, you can forgive me if it's not very good. Well, first of all, what is forgiveness? Forgiveness, it's a decision to let go of resentment. And an important distinction is that forgiveness does not mean forgetting. I think forgiveness is so important because it's so easy to hurt others. You can very easily say something that can hurt someone's feelings. So it's important to be able to forgive them. Our main reading will be in Matthew 18, verses 23 through 34. And I'll read that now. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. "Be patient with me," he begged, "and I will pay back everything." The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who had owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. "Pay back what you owe me," he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, "Be patient with me, and I will pay him back." But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay back the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their masters everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. "You wicked servant," he said, "I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?" In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. So what's important here is that although the king did forgive him, he didn't forget that he still owed him, and he didn't forget that he gave him lenience on the debt. Flip over to Ephesians 4:30 and 32. "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice." This doesn't specifically say quit holding on to grudges, but I think that the malice and the rage and stuff goes along with this. If you're not willing to forgive somebody, you're holding on to some sort of anger. And this grieves the Holy Spirit. What I think is interesting about this is I feel like in the Bible, the Holy Spirit's kind of, I feel like he's not brought up that much. So the fact that it grieves the Holy Spirit, that really stuck out to me. So, yeah, not grieving the Holy Spirit is a good reason, but even more than that, it's just a command. Back in Matthew 18, in 21 and 22, it says, "Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, 'Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times? Jesus answered, 'I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times.'" This, of course, doesn't mean literally 77 times. It means as many times as it takes. So we're commanded, you must forgive them that many times. And it's necessary to forgive others if we want God to forgive us. After the parable in 28, and through 35. In 35 it says, "This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart." This is after the king sent him back to be tortured in the jails. So we know that forgiveness is good, but what are the actual consequences of that? Well, it'll be just like the jailer. That's how he'll handle you. In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured. So clearly we don't want to be tortured. That sounds terrible. Go over to Hebrews 10. 17. Then he adds, "Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more. And where these things have been forgiven, sacrifice for sin is no longer necessary." So Here, when he forgave everybody, the sacrifice wasn't needed. It was peaceful. It was pure when forgiveness is in play. Now in Philippians 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. So here I think gentleness is the same as forgiveness in this. If you're gentle with people, you're easier to let go of the things that they did to you. And this is commanded here. In Colossians 3, verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Well, that's it right there. If we want to be godly and we want to follow the scripture, clothe ourselves in compassion, forgive others. I'd say what's the most impactful example of forgiveness in the whole Bible is in Luke 23. This is when Jesus was being nailed to the cross, the perfect man who was being put to death. And even in this moment, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. I mean, the fact that this man, this perfect man, was dying and could still show compassion and could still show forgiveness, it's amazing. And we know we're supposed to live like God. You know, it says in John, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So if we love God and we love Jesus, we have to forgive others. So if anyone is struggling to forgive or needs to be forgiven, know that all of us here want to help, but you can't help others if you don't know their struggles. So I think it's very important to bring struggles to others, and we could help anyone with forgiveness.